Alloway Parks Recreation and Forestry Committee meeting, Tuesday, February 28th, 2017. It is 5:32.
I'll call the meeting to order. Roll call, Lee Bushy here. David Doran is excused. Robert Ferguson?
Is here.
Martha Bonney?
Here.
Angela Kowalczyk Adrians?
Here.
Kelsey Prescott is excused. Trustee Rob Atwood?
Here.
And our staff liaison, Chris, is here as well.
Here.
Agenda, do we have any modifications to the agenda, or do I have a motion to adopt?
Move to adopt.
By Angela, do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Rob. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Our agenda is adopted. Hopefully you all have had a chance to review the minutes from our last meeting of January 24th. Any changes, or do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion to approve.
Motion approved by Bob. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Angela. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Our minutes are approved. Public appearances.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue, but I'll wait to talk until item number six.
Thank you. And then our other public appearance, I suppose we could just go into that point on the agenda.
It comes next. We have Josh Bernhardt from Advanced Economic Development here to do a short presentation. He's with Leadership Green Bay, and he approached us about what his group is looking for their project, which we found to be a very interesting project and thought it would be a great thing for the community and the region as a whole. And I asked him to attend one of our committee meetings to fill the committee in on what they're looking to do. So with that, Josh?
Yeah, thanks. Great to be here. And I think I've mentioned this to Chris in the past. I am an Alloway native, so I've lived in three different places in my life, and all of them have been in Alloway. So you guys can't get rid of me. I'm born and raised in Green Bay, graduated from UWGB in May of 2015, and I am in the Leadership Green Bay class of 2017. So great to be here with you all. I'd like to pass around a little packet for you guys to kind of follow along with. And I'll just kind of walk through that, give you a little background about, a little bit on Leadership Green Bay. I'll pass it around and my group, and then what we're thinking, and how you guys play into that. So, as mentioned, I am part of Leadership Green Bay, which, if you're not familiar, it's a leadership development course. We look at a number of different areas in leadership, from government to diversity and various things of that nature. In Leadership Green Bay, there's about 40 people involved, and you break up into different groups and do a community project. So the project that I am involved with in my group is bike repair stations. We came across this. We were throwing out a lot of different ideas when looking what to do our project, what it was going to be. And we had a lot of great ideas, but this is one that kind of fell into our lap for various reasons. So this is what we're pursuing. So I'll just walk through this with you guys. If you want to turn to page two there. It's Ceres Bike Repair Stations. And our vision is to put these all throughout Brown County. We've identified 10 or maybe it's 11 different locations. I won't labor over the first page there, but Ceres is a Wisconsin-based company. It's actually based out of Madison. Basically, these are repair stations, so someone could put their bike onto these stations. It has various, as you see there, various tools included there on page two. It also, the ones we are looking at have a bike pump as well. So our objective is to put these throughout Brown County. If you want to turn to page three, actually those locations are there. We have talked to various bike clubs, various municipalities, and community leaders, and based on that feedback, these are the locations that we have determined are probably our priority. Grinnell Park, you'll see, is one of those, and that's actually a kind of a high priority one. If you want to turn to page 4 then, I guess I took some, or I looked, I found some nice pictures of Grinnell Park. So one of the reasons, a couple of the reasons, it's accessible, you know, it's high traffic, it's connected to a lot of trails, as you are all aware of, and it's in Alloway, and from being from Alloway, I'm a little selfish as well. So, also, Alloway is a great location. It's centrally located as well, and as you, if you look at the map, on, you know, on page 3, you know, it's really works to the benefit, I think, of it complements the other locations well, being in Alloway. On page 5, we're basically, you know, the cost of these. So these are bike repair stations. We're looking at $1,570 per the unit, $75 for a sponsorship recognition, $100 for shipping, and then the installation cost. We've talked to Alloway, Chris, and they've been gracious. So they've been great to work with, just for the record. But they've, you know, been gracious enough to, you know, say that they'd front the cost of the installation. Unfortunately, not all of the communities are as kind as Alloway. So there is that added component there. So an idea of what a sponsorship would look like, you know, this is just an example. You know, we're still determining kind of what that the actual sponsorship levels would look like. But, you know, it would be something like a platinum, gold, silver, or bronze. There's some pictures on the bottom of page 5 there of what a, you know, sponsorship recognition would look like. Ceres does all of that in-house, so that's a plus. So that would be right there on the unit. And as you can see, the one on the right looks like it has a number of, it's kind of small, but it has a number of different, you know, names on there. So our goal, you know, would be great. It'd probably be easiest if someone wanted, you know, organization or a company wanted to sponsor one, you know, exclusively. And then any leftover funds, our plan would be, you know, if we have a whole bunch of people that go to the platinum level, it would be to potentially donate that money for the upkeep of these to either a bike club or a fund of some nature. So that's the cost and the sponsorship. A little bit about the maintenance. Ceres said that they do provide a 24-month warranty on these pumps. You know, it doesn't include the regular wear and tear, but there's a little breakdown. This is right from Ceres and Madison of some of the most common maintenance things that they would be, we'd be looking at. So just as far as the maintenance on it, you know, it seems that it's pretty weather resistant. As you can see underneath that, underneath there, you know, the pumps are rated from negative 30 to 110, and they have these in the Twin Cities that are used all year round. So, you know, if it gets to negative 40, we probably have other problems here. So, the timelines, and I guess I put things to be determined. We're probably looking at late spring to early summer on this, you know, to get these by the time we get sponsorships. We're still, you know, in the works of, you know, agreement documents with the sponsor and with the property owners. So that'd be Alloway in this case. You know, just so everything's in writing, that we know what everybody's responsible for. In my group, we have a lawyer, which is convenient. So he's working on that. And then kind of the specifics of the cost and installation and locations. We've got the general locations down, but in the coming weeks here, we're looking to actually go to those specific locations, take pictures, talk to, you know, the property owners, and say, okay, specifically, where can this go based on the installation requirements? What is this, you know, what does this look like? So that's still to be determined. So with that, that's about all I had for you guys. Okay. I know it was brief and to the point. But if you guys have any questions, if I don't have the answer to them now, I'll certainly find the answer for you guys. So
just a couple of things I wanted to touch on real quick. Mm-hmm. This would be no cost other than the installation, which is labor. Of my guys putting them, installing it. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, it would be the property of the village. And then we would, you know, obviously do the long-term maintenance on this, you know, piece of equipment. I have started seeing these in the Fox Valley. They started putting them along the trails down there as well. So it's a pretty popular thing. You know, Josh talked about Green Isle Park. I think there's a second location on the Fox River Trail you guys were looking at as
correct.
Well.
Correct.
That would be Brown County Parks that correct. He'd be working with there, but that's another location correct. Here in Alloway that would have these. And I think it's a win-win type of a partnership that they're doing all the legwork, they're getting the sponsorships, and all we really have to do is do the install and minimal amount of dollars on our end to have a product that's worth a couple thousand dollars.
I'm curious, what do the sponsors get for their sponsorship? Is it like advertising on?
It would be the recognition, right there on page, page 5, on the bottom there. So they'd have their logo or...
So somewhere on the stage.
Yep, correct, yeah. So, correct. I don't know if you can see that. So there's
it's exactly
right on there. And okay. Saris actually does that, like I said, all in-house, so they can take care of that.
Okay. Which makes it look a lot neater and cleaner, I think.
Exactly.
Having it like that as opposed to us going to Quick Signs and getting a little sign to put on.
Correct. But
do you have a price list for replacing tools?
My only worry.
I don't have that on me. The only price list I have is the on page 6 there, which has the most common the most common items that need to be replaced.
Right. They have, and I've
because we'd have to take that cost.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. If they have extra dollars, they would set aside. These are very securely attached. If you look at the cable attachment, somebody would want to, really have to work at it to steal them. And the tools themselves are, I don't want to say they're not high quality, but they're not like a craftsman type of a tool. Mm-hmm. It's a basic tool, a basic wrench, a basic screwdriver.
So unless you're just causing trouble, it's not worth the effort.
Exactly.
Yeah. Which there are all those people out there,
I just want to
replace them cheaply.
Correct. If we had to, we would be able to, find replacements.
I've never heard of one so far. This is awesome.
It is a very... very neat idea, and I'm glad that Josh approached us.
I wonder how the bike hub feels about it.
So we've talked to all of, I shouldn't say all, we may have missed one or two, but most of the bike shops, and they all have been in support of it. And actually, one of them, I want to say it was I forget which one, actually, is interested in sponsoring one of these potentially downtown. So, because on one hand, you might say, well, maybe this is taking away from, their business. But on the other hand, it's really, in reality, it's encouraging biking, which is ultimately going to drive people to their shops.
I think they're designed to kind of get you past, get your bike fixed enough to finish your ride.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you probably do have to take it into the shop.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. Chris, do you have an idea of where you might put it?
Not specifically. Obviously it would be near the trail. More than likely, maybe near the bridge area, because then you're catching people that are crossing over into Bellevue as well. So somewhere right around that area.
Yeah.
Would be the most logical spot.
Right, and we can we'll talk with you, about the installation's specifications, and those are the kind of things that we still have to kind of nail down specifically where it's going to be.
Right, exactly. So, but
what's your plan for promoting or educating the community about these?
Great question. On the actual unit, I believe, and based on what we have been told, there's a link, so someone can take their smartphone up there, and I believe it's a QR code, which take it or leave it, I guess. But then it will drive them back to the Saris website or give them more instructions on that. So there's a decal on the actual unit, is what we understand. But if you have other ideas, we're more than happy to.
No, one of my thoughts is when they redo, if they're printing the Fox River Trail maps.
Right, it's a great idea.
Get on those maps where the stations are. How far do I have to walk my bike to find one?
Carry your bike, right?
And of course, that Leadership Green may have sponsored by.
Right.
Any other questions?
If you do have, I can leave my card here. My contact information is also on these packets. But if you have questions or suggestions or anything of that nature, feel free to reach out to me. I'd be happy to. If I don't have the answer, I'll find it. And if you have a suggestion, I'd love to take it. So I'll take one of those down and pass it around.
I do have one more question. Mm-hmm. If by chance you receive multiple platinum sponsors that give you a lot of money, do you have other locations other than these that you might be able to, purchase some additional?
Yes, there are. There's kind of our B list, I guess you call it. So there are. We could talk. I don't have that on me right now. We could talk if there's an additional place, in Alloway. Sure. If that'd be a great problem to have,
right.
I guess.
No, and exactly right. I just,
Christ Second Breakfast last week was talking about the roads that they're going to put bike lanes on, Lost Often Road. Mm-hmm. It's only going to get more popular.
Right. And our thought is, we start something, and if a future leadership Green Bay group wants to continue it, mm-hmm. well, great. And hopefully they'll come back to you guys and have them all along the East River Trail. So
great.
Cool.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Josh.
I appreciate it. Again, if you have any other questions, feel free to reach out.
Well, great.
I'll let you guys finish up your meeting.
You're welcome to stay if you want. Yeah. I'll understand if you need to leave.
And join the committee.
Thanks a lot for coming.
So thank you so much.
Moving on to number 6, discussion village properties along the East River between St. Joseph Street and East Alloway Avenue.
This was a topic that was brought to us at our last committee meeting by Mr. O'Rourke with an idea about a trail in this area, boardwalk or whatnot, to a linkage trail to link some potential future trails to other areas and whatnot. And the committee asked, because of the vacation of some property along village-owned property right away, along that corridor, the committee had asked, about additional information on that. So I gathered up what some of the other working committees had discussed with that, with the exception of I do have the Planning Commission's agenda on there, which they met last night, and maybe Angie would be able to talk on that, on anything that came up during the Planning Commission last night. But point a few things out. There are some maps, in the back of the packet that the subject property at the end of Floral Drive that is to be vacated, just to give you an idea of the location of that, which still allows everything between that property and the East River is still owned by the village, is village-owned properties. The majority of it along there, if you look at that last map, which is actually a DNR wetland viewer map, it shows that the majority of that property all along there, with the exception of some of the area right around the cul-de-sacs themselves, is wetlands. If we were to look in the future at doing some trail work or boardwalk or anything like that, the majority of what we'd be looking at would more than likely be boardwalk along that area anyway. Just to give you an idea of where that location was, and a little bit of additional information. Any questions on any of the handouts that I guess I'd given there or anything? And Angie, if you want to talk about
at the Planning Commission last night, we were looking at is this one property and whether to recommend that to the board to have that vacated because the adjacent property owners.
Which property?
It's the one that's zoomed in here. But on this bigger one, it would be next to that 901.
Right there.
Okay. So that's the subject.
I'm sorry, right there. Right there where it says Dolphin Drive.
Do you see where it is, Liz? Yeah, so ultimately, the commission is recommending, the planning commission does recommend that the board can go ahead with vacating that. And, you know, I can't speak for the rest of the commissioners, but my thinking on it was I would like to see a trail in here, but one of the points that Trevor made was that vacating this property does not take away from the potential to put a trail in there because all the rest of this is village-owned. It's all in the floodplain.
So it doesn't cut us off from the river.
It doesn't. You know, of course, it would have given more of a buffer to any trail if a landowner does potentially, you know, have concerns with the trail. But there's, you know, still quite a bit of property that is village-owned. It would be still pretty easy to put a boardwalk trail through there, which, since it's all floodplain, would have to be a boardwalk trail anyway. So, ultimately, I guess, for me, I felt comfortable with vacating that, and knowing that it doesn't prevent us from having a trail.
Doesn't impact what we could do from a parks perspective.
No. No, not at all. Not at all.
She makes that fact.
Yeah.
Well, the ultimate goal would be to connect
this piece right here.
Yep, CLBC and that.
Mm-hmm. To the trail that's way down past here.
Currently, we don't have anything in any plan that would, you know, call to put a trail in this location. We don't currently have it in our park and rec plan. It's not currently in the upcoming to be adopted bike and ped plan. But that's not to say that, you know, next time we do our update to our park plan, we don't put it in. You know, we may. But the thought that Mr. O'Rourke had brought up at the last meeting, eventually at the end of St. Joseph Street, or St. Joseph Street's going to have what's been termed an arboretum trail, which would run from, I guess, all the way over by the Fox River to run all the way across and then come down towards the East River here. To connect that area with East Alloway Avenue, which would then could potentially, you know, then you could cross the river there and hook up to the East River Trail in Bellevue, you know, at that point. Some other options that have been talked about over the years have been, you know, installation of some pedestrian bridges at various locations along that cross the East River, and that could potentially be a location as well. At that point in time, you know, we would have to weigh costs, you know, and impacts and different things like that. So,
you know, I'm not sure that this is under the scope of our committee here, but my question would be, does this set any precedent for other property owners? If we allow this property owner to do this, that then there's a kind of a domino effect of other property owners wanting to buy pieces. That would... And again, I'm not sure this belongs in our Parks and Forestry Committee.
Well,
but
I can
it's
answer
a
that because we talked about that there too. There is a number of other properties where this Dolphin Street, this
network,
the same thing can happen to all of them. And if they don't pay anything to get that property, they just pay the closing costs on it. So that can continue all along here. But again, hopefully that there's still, you know, enough of a buffer that that's village owned that we could still have a trail. But yeah, mm-hmm. It does. You'll likely see others who will want to do the same. But I don't know if there's any others that are maintaining it the way that this property owner has been.
I saw that. I don't
really know the answer to that.
I do have Jim maps here. The reason that this actually came to my attention was a couple. Number one, I was for a while the co-chairman of the Bike Ped Committee, and I was tasked with connecting the neighborhood through the Complete Streets program, which has now been abandoned by the Walker administration. But it was a good idea anyway to connect neighborhoods. And specifically in there, they said pay attention to your cul-de-sacs that are not connected. This was one of the areas where we had five or six cul-de-sacs that dead end, and that those neighborhoods are not connected. And when I was looking at it closer, they were all supposed to be connected with the road
dropped off and drive. So they were not supposed to be cul-de-sacs. They were supposed to be connected. But the terrain of it didn't need to have a road because of the wetlands. But that's where I saw that as long as you had the right-of-way, that was a good place to at least have sidewalks connecting the neighborhoods. The Arboretum Trail, my understanding on the concept of the Arboretum Trail was to connect the East River Trail with the Fox River Trail. And I'm going to pass this out to you. This is one way that it can happen to connect the go along the Arboretum Trail and then connect here instead of building a bridge across the wetlands, which could be $1 million. They're expensive. You already own the land, and I thought that it was less expensive to build in the floodplain than it is in the wetland. So that was why I kind of objected to giving away the right-of-way until you know where you're going to put this trail if it does exist or if there's even a need for it. From an economic development standpoint, it's my understanding that there's going to be a Northern Pike restoration project going on. It's actually been going on for, a year or so, right at the end of the road right here, going up into Willow Creek. That's going to possibly be, if it is successful, that could be a tourist destination. Not a real big tourist destination, but an ecological ecology tourism, whatever you want to call it. People like to ride bikes and walk and sit by the river. They like to watch the sturgeon spawn. They like to, this is the northern spawning. Okay, we don't have sturgeon in our river, but they'd like to clean up our East River and have that as a Northern Pike restoration spawning ground. And it's right where this property is. The Willow Creek empties out right there. That's exactly where it's at. So what I've done is I'm going to pass this out. I think it's too late now. The village has decided to go ahead and vacate, it anyway. But we should have it on at least on our radar that something really good environmentally is going on right at the end of our streets. You have the potential to create what's called street end parks. We have one of them right now on Lazar, which is a designated park. So a street end park allows everybody, within a quarter mile, 20, 30 homes, to at least go down and have a bench and view the river. With these five or six cul-de-sacs, if they were connected with a trail of some kind, whether it's a boardwalk or whether it's, a regular bike trail, that would enhance the neighborhoods and make the neighborhoods more connected. So it actually becomes safer when people know who the neighbors are on the next route over. We also have a lot of elderly right in this neighborhood with these elderly elderly apartments, whatever we have right here on St. Joseph Street. So there's a tremendous need for people who want to get out and enjoy the parks, but don't have cars and that type of thing, and it's an easy walk. A quarter mile is about as much as people will easily walk, so that's kind of what I had. So here's the map that I had. I had envisioned a walking loop, and eventually I don't think the bridge is ever going to get built. Okay, that's not in my lifetime. It is an easy connection to get to the East River Trail here, and then you get people from the East River Trail into our business districts. There's a memo that was approved by the county in January of this year, authorizing another $30,000 to fund the Northern Pike restoration. They're going to create some marshland upriver just a little bit. Here's a story on it. Here's a map of, because I wasn't sure exactly where they were going to do the work, so I did find out. So here's all the cul-de-sacs right here. Mm-hmm. This is where all the Phragmites was just eliminated, mm-hmm. And it's curious to me, but they wanted to go pretty far up the creek and up across Bellevue to create that marshland. But I guess I'm not in Northern Pike, but I guess they're
yes. Right.
That's the boardwalk that they have. That's one of their highlights of the Bellevue Park District. They like their boardwalk. You know, they put it on their magazine. They put. I worked with the group, and we gave them helped them get the handicapped kayak launch. So access to the river is a big deal. Handicapped accessible and elderly. Those are the people that need it the most. Everybody else can jump in a car. There's that map again. And then here's the big picture of being able to connect the trail going through our business districts. So, you know, that I think that connecting, putting our business districts in the middle of the trail connections is a good idea, you know, for people who want to spend a Saturday and stop and get something to eat and that type of thing. So I'll give one of these to everybody. And I don't think there's any need for any action. It's pretty much a done deal. They're going to go ahead and vacate the properties. But this is something that makes sense. It doesn't cost us anything because we already own the land. Just figuring out a way to put in a trail is the only expense. If you wanted to do it in the future, you'd have to go out into the wetlands, and I don't know if you'd get permission to do that.
Is that question on the Northern Pike, is that very similar to what they've done up in Suamico?
Yep.
Okay.
Same deal.
Yeah.
So we're unique. You know, we actually, Alloway would then have the Miracle Mile on the Fox River Trail, which is for the muskie, right? With Brad fishes for? I think Brad fishes for muskie.
Yeah.
So you got the muskie along the East River the Fox River Trail, and you'd have the northern along the East River Trail. So that's enough to bring people from all over to at least spend a day and see what you got.
This walking loop is not in our parks plan at this point.
No, it is not. And half of that's in the Village of Bellevue as well.
So that's already existing.
Right. But it's exactly, that is existing.
When we did our long range plan, what was that last year?
Correct. Correct. That was
this wasn't on our radar screen yet.
Was not, no.
Because we didn't figure that we'd be able to get to the there was no concept of connecting the two trails. So that was when we were on the Bike Fed Committee, that's what we were looking at. And so when the corridor study came up with the Arboretum Trail, that got us all the way down to the East River, and then this was just the final link. So that came through because of the corridor study proposed the Arboretum Trail.
Any other questions?
So is there anything that that we can do going forward to that if there are further requests for vacation of properties, if we, you know, had a plan in place that you can reference, even on the plan commission, if they could have seen that, in the park plan, this calls for a trail here, that might have been more part of a consideration if it was actually something that we had planned for. You know, then we'll refer back to village documents when we make decisions about whether to care for vacation.
We would have to make it, if we wanted to do it prior to the next update to the Park and Rec plan, we'd have to make an amendment to that plan and get it approved by the board. Okay. So, which, you know, can be done. Or we can, you know, file this information and, you know, look at it again the next time, you know, a plan comes up for renewal, for adoption. You know, go that route as well.
Okay.
Anything else? Thanks for all the information.
Thank you, Jim.
Mm-hmm. I love our trails, and I love our East River. And a lot of people don't know, but not far from on the East River, Jefferson Davis almost drowned, and he was saved by our local mailman. So
there right, not many of us would know that.
No. So he caught pneumonia and nearly died. So but that was right on our East River.
Thank you. Moving on. Number seven, action. Fee waiver request by the Alloway Optimist Club for special event fee and facility rental for Alloway Fest at Green Isle Park.
I gave everyone in the committee a copy of the fee waiver request, and this is for from the Alloway Optimist Club for the Alloway Fest festival that they hold annually, which is Sunday, June 11th at Green Isle Park. Been holding that for 32 years annually, so...
Normally with the fee being waived?
Correct. Historically, the department had waived fees for that. This organization, and they have it on their application, they do give back to the community. Youth organizations have even given back to the Village of Alloway itself, to our recreation programs. So.
Questions, discussion?
They have the every year they go through this?
Through the waiver? No, this is the first year because we just put this fee into place, that special event fee.
Okay.
And that. So so this would be the first year that they've had to go through the waiver process, as well as other organizations, you know, would have to do the same. Yeah.
And so we're talking about a waiver of...
If they were to pay for the fee for the shelter rental would be $200 with a $250 refundable security deposit and then the $25 special event fee.
Okay, so basically $225 if...
Correct.
We don't keep any of their security deposit.
Correct. Last year they did put monies toward a... commercial-sized refrigerator that we put into at Green Isle Park. So,
if any of you have been to this event, I've been to it a number of times. Draws a lot of people into Alloway. It's very well run. I know that.
I'll go ahead and move to approve the request to waive the special event fee and the facility rental fee.
Moved by Angela. Do I have a second? Or seconded by Martha. Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? We will waive their fees. Thank you.
You know, on a side note, I think it's important that we discuss these things, and this is one of those common sense ones, you know, that you look at and you go, good Lord, look at the money they've given back to our community. This is a no-brainer. Yeah.
It's a great thing.
Yeah. It'd almost be embarrassing to charge them a fee. And
exactly.
Like
exactly. So.
Thank you. Moving on. Number eight, future agenda items. Anybody have any items they want added to the agenda for future meetings? Hearing none. Do I have a motion for adjournment, or is there any other discussion?
Motion to adjourn.
Motion by Martha. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Bob. I was going to say that just on the wave of your hand, Bob.
Yeah.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We're adjourned.
Adjourned at 6:10 p.m.
Thank you.